It would help us to tell people what Christ has done for us. You don't have to go to a seminar. You don't have to be taught how to do it. All you need to do is tell one sinner what God done in your heart when he saved you. That's it. And this morning, if you'll go to telling people about Jesus, you'll find that the giddy up and go will get up in you. We sat around waiting for God to do something for us. We ought to be about his business. And when you're about his business, things will pick up in you. That's what the man of God was telling us this morning. I appreciate God's goodness. I want to press on. I told him, I think at church the other week, I used to preach a meeting at a little church in Ireland County, Friendly Chapel. Brother Babe McLean was a pastor there. His wife's name was Ruby. Red-headed lady. She played the piano, and her fingers were full of arthritis. I don't see how she played the notes, but she kept playing that piano every year. And I remember she testified one night, and she said, my daddy told me when I was a little girl, Ruby, you may get weary in the way, but don't you ever get weary of the way. Press on, children. It ain't gonna be long. Things are fixing to happen. I appreciate this morning service. Let me say just two or three things, and we're gonna have prayer and go across and eat. We're getting a lot of rain, and the bathrooms down here have cement floors. And when you have a lot of rain, sometimes that cement gets damp. And if you're not careful, you might slip and fall. So be careful when you go in and out, because we don't want nobody else to get hurt. And so if you would help us with that. Then I want to say, Brother Jack Smith from Columbia, South Carolina, they have purchased a new piano. They have an old baby grand piano they want to give to some church. And I'll say more about that. I don't believe Brother Jack's in the service this morning. I was looking for him, but they got a piano they'll give somebody, some church. So if you need one, you can see me. I'll point you in the right direction, but I appreciate their giving heart. So you remember that. If you go across, you're going to see different missionary displays. You pray for all these missionaries that are here with us in camp meeting. And there are books available. Brother Scott Moneyham has brought the biography of Brother Wade Huntley, and he's wanting to give a copy to any of the preachers that would like them. Is that right, Brother Scott? They're available over there. Brother Mattoon is not here with us this morning. He has books, and he has a book to give away to preachers that is over there. So you remember that. Come back tonight, and Brother Rudy Smith will be preaching. Brother Joe Arthur, didn't God not touch those men last night? Oh, how they preached, and God used them. Lord willing, the Madeline Hayes family will be with us for our special music. So you remember that. We're going to say the blessing, go across, and we'll eat together in fellowship. Father, thank you for the good morning that you've blessed us with. Thank you for these young men that have stood and preached. Thank you for Brother Mike Holcomb. And Lord, do thank you for Brother Tom Gillum. I'm glad that you persevere in us. I'm glad you live in us. And God, you give us the strength, and you are our strength, Lord, to press on. Bless the meal that's been prepared. Bless the fellowship together. And Lord, thank you for your goodness again. In Jesus' name, amen. You're at liberty to go.